Pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Two-year-old colt from the first crop by Majestic Perfection sold for $625,000 at Monday's Facy Tipton, Florida sale. That was the fourth best price of the sale. Majestic Perfection stands for $10,000 live foal, and it's noteworthy that the three of which sold for more were by stallions that stand for $95,000, $100,000, and $17,500. The colt, a $285,000 Keeneland September sales yearling, was bred by Brereton C. Jones. Majestic Perfection's first crop sales yearlings averaged more than six times the stud fee, and with good reason. He's siring superb individuals, and he himself was one of the fastest runners ever to step on a racetrack. He set a new track record for six furlongs in stakes, 107-1, running 108-3 to win the Grade 1 stakes at Saratoga, 108-1 at Churchill, 108-3 at Oaklawn, unbeaten on a fast track. Sired by Harlan's Holiday, he's got five stakes winners already this year. Majestic Perfection stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the fee again for... the fee again is $10,000 live foal. See the website at airdreystud.com and remember that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center out on the Paris Pike, and Jackie just dropped her log of the commercials on the floor right there, and here comes Michael blowing.
I got it.
It's starting to rain here. Finally
yes, it
got
is.
Here.
Yes, it is. Go Cats.
Yeah, go Cats.
By the way, everybody's sort of in a fog from staying up late. Except me.
I didn't stay up late.
Well, you fell asleep while you were sitting in the chair.
I did. That's for sure. I mean, I was going to, I'd taken naps. I'd done all this stuff, and I was going to stay up and watch that basketball game. And I made a mistake of getting into my easy boy there, or lazy boy, whatever you call the damn things. And anyway, and I went to sleep. I woke up at 1:30. And, of course, the game was over, so I tuned it in and found out who'd won the game. So there we are. Anyway, I'm glad they won. It's a successful season now. They've beaten Louisville twice and gone to the Elite Eight, and that's good enough for me right there. So what do you think, Michael? Do you think
that was great? I mean, I fell asleep, too, but I woke up in time and see the last 4 minutes, which was fabulous.
Yeah, well, that's when they won it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't take the lead until, huh?
They've turned this team around so quickly into a team that passes. I mean, they're a really good passing team now. Yeah. I mean, when they started the season, I don't think any of them ever knew what a pass was.
Well, most of them have played AAU ball and not much,
Yeah.
High school coaching and that, you know.
Yeah, well, they were all superstars.
Yeah.
But why would they pass it to somebody who's an inferior player?
Yeah.
But now they got a bunch of guys that aren't.
But see, they should have people with egos like you and I, because we would be the first ones to throw it away.
Exactly. I was a very good passer. I was an excellent passer.
I wasn't good enough
doing
to play
anything else.
I played a little football, but I wasn't good enough to play basketball, that's sure. But anyway.
They wouldn't let us go across the center line, so I said, you can forget this.
You know, yeah, I know. I remember women's basketball had all these strange rules.
It was terrible. We went back to volleyball.
There were certain kinds of dribbling rules.
Yeah,
you could only
really
like dribble
weird.
Like three times or something.
You're so delicate.
It was really, really, yeah. Did you wear those bloomers?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Man, those were out of sight. Those
we
bloomers.
Wore bloomers. We had to play volleyball. I'll tell you what, in volleyball, you got to hit it twice. You got to kind of catch it and poop it up, and then you got to hit it twice. I mean, it was a wussy game. I mean, really.
I didn't know when
so
she was wearing
sad.
Bloomers.
But we did. We wore bloomers. Absolutely. Bloomers with little skirts over them and little stupid button-down shirts with Peter Pan collars.
Well, we got to get those team pictures. You know, there's got to be – Google it.
Oh
Google Jackie Dallas bloomers and see what comes up on Google, will you please?
It'll come up bloopers.
Bloopers?
Bloopers.
Well, I used to wear, when I was a little kid, I used to wear knickers. So there you are.
There you go.
You know.
And now that's the picture we want. Little kids with him in his knickers and Jackie.
They didn't have cameras back then.
Yeah. It'll be all over the internet.
Daguerreotypes.
It's just kind of funny. We're working on Bull in the Heather, and my friend Nick Newman, the firefighter, was at the farm. And so he's taking pictures of Bull in the Heather. And then he remembered that there was a song by Sonic Youth that had a refrain about betting on Bull in the Heather. Huh. So he Twittered it or emailed it or did something with the lead singer of Sonic Youth. And then the Sonic Youth guy sent the picture up to like 50,000 people.
Oh, that's great. Pretty, that's
where we entertain ourselves with old friends.
Oh. Right.
Things are going well, though. It's a really nice week.
Well, good. Well, I hope we have a better show than we did last week. Last week, the ESPN came in right and went right over for the first 5 or 6 minutes of the show.
I remember.
And then in the last few minutes, I lost my voice. I had a couple of people tell me it's the best show we ever did.
Less is more.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's an exciting day for racing. You know, they've got the live racing going on in Dubai this morning, and we've got the Louisiana Derby and the Florida Derby and Palace Malice running, you know, against Normandy Invasion.
Two horses that train here are in Dubai. Susie, would you happen to know who they are?
The Karamoris, I think.
The Karamoris.
And I don't know who the
is one. And then she doesn't know who the other one. Yeah.
That's trained pretty exciting.
Here. Yeah. That's big time.
Yeah, we've had one that trained here. Tommy who had that horse? It was by Patton.
Patton, he's an old friend's horse.
Yeah, I know he's an old friend horse.
And Barry Jones has Albano today.
Right, that's your win and you get money.
Yeah. Boy, I'm going to root for him.
Yeah, me too, believe me.
He's by his stand.
Yes.
His stand's over there. Instead of going west, and you just, the horse is knocking on the door to really doing, you know.
And he's training really, really well. You can see by his workouts, he had a bullet workout. He had a couple of back-to-back 59s. So, you know, he's got a real good shot in here, I think.
He led right down to the wire last in the prep for this.
Yes, 9-2 on the morning line. There's some tough horses in there, but it should be a good race, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's an exciting day of racing, getting ready to go to the Derby, huh?
Are you going to Keeneland and throw money at them?
Absolutely.
There
as soon as I can,
go.
As soon as I get out of here,
right.
I'm going over there. Because they're taking wagering on the Dubai races.
When does
you
it
bet on at 9 o'clock.
You going to bet on Dubai races, too?
Yeah, I might. I don't know. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies. You know, I haven't been over there in like a week.
And having withdrawal.
I've got to withdraw.
Petro dollars, is that what you bet?
Yeah. I like the one dollars? With the gray thing with the thing, Jim Boom. Yeah, I'll bet on anything now.
Well, Ann Roll is coming on the show today. Do you know Ann?
I met her.
Jan.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Jan?
Yes.
Oh, well, give me a pen. I haven't met her. I'm going to today, though. Jan Roll, okay.
She works with Lisa, right?
Yeah, she's on board.
She's
getting ready for another horse show.
She is the, she is the head of the Thoroughbred Horse Show Association.
Oh, great. Wow. That's a great, you know, they put that together. That is a fabulous thing, Thoroughbreds do.
Transitioning OTTBs.
I understand that she takes off-track Thoroughbreds and breaks them to drive.
She's a big-time driver.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And gives exhibitions and stuff like that. With the horses, of course.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, I think it's a great idea. And if you haven't been to any of the horse shows, I know they have one. They've got this one coming up at the horse park. They've got one coming up in Maryland. That's a big one.
She's got this one, I think, out here in May. Mm-hmm. Which is why she's
the day after the Derby.
Yeah.
At the horse park.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it written down here, so I would remember that. I have to write everything down there. I forget it. Dr. Byers didn't come in today. He's got visitors.
We went on a house call. He called me the other day, so we went out, and he had to do some work on this, just ultrasound this mare. So I was his limo driver.
Went up in Shelbyville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told me a little bit about that. He said she was a nut.
Who was? The horse?
Yeah.
I don't know. She seemed nice to me. What do I know? He's the expert.
Oh, okay.
He's the expert. But anyway, she was a champion mare. I mean, she's like a champion saddlebred mare. And, you know,
did she have a tail? Was it real short? Was she three gated?
Five gated.
Okay. There you go.
I'm learning a little bit hanging around with Dr. Byers.
There you go.
You know, he's trying his best, believe me, but he gets exasperated with me. He told me we were driving down there. He goes, you know what those white lines are for, don't you? I said, okay, thank you.
That's funny.
But he bought lunch.
Oh,
we had a nice lunch.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that, you know, any money we can give to McDonald's is...
We didn't go to McDonald's. I'm with Dr. Byers. We go to classy joints. Went to Red Robin, had burgers and beer. Well, I had beer. He had burgers.
And you driving?
Yeah. I just had a beer.
Okay.
Gee whiz.
We're going to get
everybody over for having one beer. We're in deep trouble. They won't have anything else to do.
They're having this is the Florida Derby and the Louisiana Derby, and we're going to get Steve Moody on to pick the winner of the Louisiana Derby for if he's awake after that game
after
last
that
night.
Game.
But, you know, I know he stayed up and watched it.
I couldn't, you know, I'm too old to get this excited. But I was so excited, I stayed up for another hour.
See, that's another thing. Yeah. I really could have stayed up, but I was getting sleepy anyway, and I said, look, I'm either going to be so mad that they got beat that I won't be able to sleep after the damn game, or
right,
I'm going to be so wound up that I won't be able to sleep. So I turned the TV off and read a little Joe Palmer and then went to sleep.
You know, every once in a while, he shows signs of genius. No, he does.
Just flashes.
Yeah, flashes. Every once in a while, it pops back up.
I thought it was gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Gee, that's not what the doctor called those flashes.
Oh, it's a big day. It's a national holiday today.
It is?
Man of War's birthday.
Oh, great.
So we're going to do something on that in the second hour.
It is. I was going through this fabulous 1993 edition of the Stallion Register and just looking at how many horses ended up at Old Friends.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Good. Really?
Yeah. And as soon as Ursula does whatever he's doing, I'll talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, Scotland never had the money in five career starts, including placings in the Grade 2 Jerome and the Grade 3 Withers this year. Shipped into Parks last Saturday and blew away his field, winning by 7 lengths. Scotland's a 3-year-old from the second crop by Horse Greeley. Bred by Trackside Farm and Chet Blakey, Scotland is a $310,000 graduate of the OBS April sale. Also on Horse Greeley's second crop is the $375,000 stakes winner Go Greeley, winner of 3 stakes up at Woodbine and placed in 2 others, including graded stakes. Horse Greeley's first crop stakes winners are clearly now a graded stakes winner at Belmont and Gulfstream, placed in 6 more stakes, 4 graded. He's earned over $523,000 and really Mr. Greeley, winner of the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview Stakes. Horse Greeley, a winner of the Grade 2, and it's now Grade 1, Delmar Futurity and a son of Mr. Greeley, is siring runners for a fee of $2,500 due when a foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams over at Claiborne Farm, and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, if you're thinking about insuring your horses, why don't you get together with a firm that's been doing just that for over 80 years now, and that's the Clay Ward Agency right down in Bourbon County. And it was founded by Mr. James Clay Ward back during the Depression and became successful because of hard work, service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those traditions are carried on today by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess over at the Clay Ward Agency. So if you want to do business with people who have been doing it and taking care of people for over 80 years, not that Shaq's that old, but anyway, the number over there is in Paris is 859-987-1871. Now it always pays to do business with real professionals, and they are, and they're nice people to boot. And the Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, also over in Bourbon County, beautiful place. They've got a tradition at Indian Creek also, and that's for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at major sales. It's a great place to board your horses, great place to have them get your horses ready to sell and let them sell it. And they've sold the list of high-class stakes winners. It's long and impressive, and it's growing, includes 6 champions, by the way. So give them a call and talk either to Shaq Parrish or Nicky Dryon. And the number over there is 859-987-7443. Here's the website. It's IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. So it's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. That's a couple of names that you really should get to know if you're in the horse business. Well, if you haven't taken a look at Get Stormy yet, you should. He's one grand-looking horse. Not only that, he ran back to his looks. After breaking his maiden as a 2-year-old at Aqueduct, he went on to win a place in 15 stakes. He won 9 of them, 7 of them were graded, 3 of them were grade 1, and his grade 1 wins came at Keeneland, at Churchill, and at Gulfstream Park, and he's also won graded stakes at Saratoga. Gets Stormy retired with earnings of $1,606,812. He's just one of over 85 stakes winners by Stormy Atlantic, a very successful son of the great Stormcat that stands for a fee of $30,000. Once again, go take a look at Get Stormy. Stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm for a fee of $5,000, doing a foal stands and nurses, and his first foal to do this year. While at Crestwood, ask about the many services available there, and if you're looking for a place to board your horses, you won't find a better one than Crestwood Farm. Family operated, and they treat their clients like family. The number is 859-252-3770, and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. Righty, I got to give Jackie some money.
Didn't mean to.
I thought I gave you some money yesterday.
That was yesterday. That was
yesterday's money. What's the matter with you? Oh, gee whiz. Look at him.
Wow.
Look at him. I think he's the reincarnation of Jack Benny.
Without the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack Benny. Let me do this real quick before you get into that.
Yes, sir.
Winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week. I missed one earlier. A nice lady named Jane Bauer Curtis had won one back on the 18th. I don't know Jane, but she won one down with horse named First Defender down at Mountaineer, which brought us up to 28 winners for the month. And let's see, since last week's show, the following people trained winners, and Sherman Mitchell had one at Mountaineer, so did Laura Bielmer, Juan Rubalcaba, Tommy Skinner. I've known Tommy for, golly, what, 60 years? He's an old sucker. Jim Rankin, Howard Rice, Jimmy Cargan, and last night Ingrid Bork, Mrs. Bork, won one with Great Abacus, won the ninth race down at Turfway last night. So let's see, that's 8 winners since last week's show. All right, well, Michael Blowen is here with me, and he's thumbing to an old Blood Horse Stallion Register. What year is that?
1993. Yeah, that's just Stallion like, Register for 1994. Yes, it is. It came out in 93, but it's a Stallion Register.
Oh, yeah, it came out in November. Right, they come out in November. Okay. Gourdhead.
I'm telling you.
You should, anyway, you see the looks.
The cool thing is, first of all, we like to thank the Keeneland Library for donating a lot of the back issues of the Blood Horse to us. We now have a great collection, and it's wonderful to go through them and read about your horses in their prime. I ran across a wonderful issue the other day when for the Hollywood, the 2009 Hollywood Gold Cup, when Rail Trip won.
Oh.
And then I found it in the Mervyn LeRoy, which was a month or so earlier. He got barely beat by another one of our horses, Ball Four.
Ah,
so it's always neat. And then I've got this, as I say, the Stallion Register for 1994, and I was going through it, and I couldn't believe how many of our horses, both now deceased, but some are still alive, that are in this Stallion catalog, and there's 11 of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fortunate Prospect, Academy Award, Sunshine Forever.
Academy Award, was he secretariat?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sunshine Forever, Ruhlman, Glitterman, Proper Reality, Jade Hunter, Black Tie Affair, and also Gulch and O'Gijin, who are alive and doing very well at the farm here in Kentucky in Georgetown. You can come visit anytime you like. And Crusader Sword is up at our farm in New York outside Saratoga.
Oh, well, that's an impressive list.
That's what I think.
Well, I like Glitterman. Glitterman was a Dewan horse. Nice stud horse.
Yeah, he was a great retiree. He had a lot of fans that came to visit him, and we'd like, you know.
Jade Hunter was a good-looking horse, wasn't he?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, and there's old Sunshine Forever. Here's the first one you got.
Mm-hmm. He's the first one we got back from Japan.
What was he buying now? I've forgotten. I'm having to pull in a blank on that. Look him up. You got
No, I'm not looking him up. This is outrageous, and I can't remember this.
Well, I'll remember it in a second, and if I don't, I'll look it up.
That doesn't help me right now.
No, no, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you right now.
Give me
Roberto.
Oh, he's Roberto.
Yes. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
I would have lost on Jeopardy. I'd taken too much time. That's what happens. You get old. Yeah, Roberto.
Yeah.
Out of a mayor named Outward Sunshine.
Okay.
Darby Dan.
Darby Dan.
Won 3 grade ones in 6 weeks.
Is that right?
Going a mile and a half each time as a 3-year-old against older horses.
Don't you love those long races?
Well, I
love grass racing.
Oh.
And you know, back in the thing I was reading last week about Bolingbroke, you know, he was an old, what we used to call him back in the 40s, cup horses. You know, they're horses. That's my pen.
I know. I'm not going to steal it. That's why I'm putting it down.
That's all right. I stole it from Susie.
Where'd you steal this pen from, Susie? We're tracking it down.
Get the cuffs. That phone you keep hearing ringing, that's the clocker phone. Susie is the clocker here.
Well, the weather's turning nice, and we're getting a lot of visitors, and it's terrific.
Yeah. For the front run.
And we hope people will come and visit today. We got some great tour guides. John's over there with Beth and Barbara. Everybody's holding down the fort.
Yeah. Did you get your form, by the way?
No. Can I have one? Can I have the Sunday one?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, great.
And let's see. Who do you like in the Florida Derby today?
Well, I think it's wide open. It's always a tough for me. You know, Cairo Prince, I think, is the best horse in the race, and I have a future bet wager on 3 horses.
Oh, do you in here?
Yeah.
Which one?
Cairo Prince. Well, the best one I got was California Chrome. I got him at 60-1, and now he's the favorite.
Wow, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I see that.
I'm thinking about auctioning that ticket off at one of our fundraisers. $5 win ticket on California Chrome before the Derby. What do you think?
Well, that would fly if he gets there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 60-1?
Yeah.
Well, it ought to bring at least, what,
$120,
$130, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. But Carol Prince is from the first crop of Pioneer of the Nile. He looks awful good in there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm really kind of pulling for Brewery down at Louisiana.
Oh, boy, am I.
That's because Bird, every time he wins a nice purse, he sends you money.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of reasons I like him, but yeah, that's one of the reasons.
That's the number one reason, don't you? Who are you kidding?
Well, yeah, well, it's a mixture of, you know, his friendship and the generosity. It really is amazing.
Took Bird a little while to warm up to you, didn't it?
Yeah, well, same thing with Diane. Took her a little while to warm up too, but it worked out in the long run. No, Brary's been unbelievable to us. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. I'm so happy. And the other cool thing is that Dr. Byers owns Ishtan Baby. So if Albano does well, it'll increase the value of Dr. Byers. Horse. So that's really good too.
Yeah, he was telling me that he had bred his mare to Pioneer of the Nile.
To Ishtan.
Well,
I thought he was going to go to Pioneer of the Nile, but he went to Ishtan instead.
Oh, okay. Changed his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was telling me, well, you know, he's my empire maker, Ishtan. And I said, no, he's not.
Uh-oh.
He's by his brother, isn't he? Or am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
No, Ishtan's by going west, I believe.
Well, look at Albano. There he is.
You're going west. Yeah, by going west.
Yeah.
No, he bred to Divine. What's that horse's
name? Divine Park.
Yeah, and he was telling me. He said, you know, he's by Empire Maker. And I said, no, he's by Empire Maker's half brother, by Chester House.
I love it when you guys get into an argument. It's like Siskel and Ebert.
You know, he treated that horse. The horse died of cancer.
I know.
Stood 3 seasons, and Doc was telling me some stories about him that he wasn't too happy with a couple of them, you know, but
Dr. Byers has treated every good horse. I mean, and he's helped them an awful lot. And those horses owe him a lot.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, including the one I'm wearing the hat.
Yeah, that's right.
Uncle Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got an Uncle Mo hat on right now.
There's a reason that people call him up and want him to get in his car, and you know, he's willing to do it and let me drive. That shows the extent of his courage.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say about that. But what else you got coming up? I know you got
lots of things. I'll bring the whole list in next week. We have, of course, Ferdinand's Ball. That's going to be the Thursday before the Derby at the Ali Center. It's been very, very successful. There's Amy Wolfuck and Kim Boyle, the two sisters, help us an awful lot. They organize this, spend the whole year organizing this great party. Mm-hmm. You know, Kate Upton's been there last year. Peyton Aceva and Luol Deng been there. I mean, they get these wonderful people to come, so people get to meet the celebrities. They have wonderful auction items, great food, and then we have. Really good relationship with Woodford Reserve. So we've got some announcements coming up with Woodford Reserve the middle of April. It'll be really great. Okay. And then we have, Ralph's holding a party for us, and Arthur's going to perform.
Oh, we got Ralph is going to open up his joint either the 10th or the 11th.
Oh, I can't wait.
Of April.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all ready and everything. It was just that somebody had to come in and do a little walkthrough inspection. I think the fire department.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's an ex-fireman. You know, he's probably on the good side of them.
That's great. Well, I can't wait. That's very exciting.
He informed me right up front he was going to have Sam Adams on, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Alday's having a party for us on the Sunday before the Derby.
Oh. Mm-hmm,
at his farm.
Yeah, that was like it did last year.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was really nice. You'll have to come. It's Todd Pletcher's coming, and Doug O'Neill, and a lot of the trainers, Gary Stevens, jockeys, Angel Cordero. I mean, it's going to be really, really a great party. And his wife, Kim, and his daughter, Kelly, are organizing that and doing a fabulous job. It's going to be April's just going to be a great, great, great month. We have a big party coming up at Wallace Station, in honor of Wallace Station, and Steve Norman's band's going to perform. And then we have another big event coming up at the brewery, at the West 6 Brewery.
Okay.
I love those brewery deals. This is fabulous. We're having a meeting to put the final touches on it. We're having a meeting on Monday to do that. So next week we can talk a little bit more about that. But they're going to have old friends glasses there and everything. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. Where do you park when you go to that West 6 thing?
Well, if there's room, I park in that parking lot right behind it.
Okay.
Or then I just park on the street.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Just park on the street. I was there the other day, but they've got that Smithtown restaurant that's attached to it now, so you can go there for lunch and have oysters and clam chowder and real New England clam chowder. Really good stuff. Stick to your bone stuff. Anyway, and have a beer there, and it's a great time.
Yeah. I got to take a break.
All right. I'm going to go anyway. I got to go.
All right.
Well, I know you're going to miss me. I can tell that already. I can tell you're going to miss me.
All right,
we'll get the whole list of upcoming events for next week, and we'll have a lot of fun. And, of course, Keeneland opens on Friday, so what more could you ask for?
I'm all for it.
All right. Russell, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, we'll see you later, Michael. Well, South America's most important weight-for-age event with a purse of $500,000 is the Grand One Premio Asociación Latino Americana. Run on March 15th. It was won by Literus, Foil Coat by Mizzen Mass, Red by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillsnyder. Mizzen Mass is also the sire of Miz Direction, two-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint of over $1,719,000. A Flotilla, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf for the classic Group 1 French 1,000 guineas and a more than $966,000. Of Mass Track, a Grade 1 stakes winner of over $928,000. Of Ultimate Eagle, a Grade 1 stakes winner of nearly $548,000. Of Midships, a Grade 1 winner of over $528,000. That's six Grade 1 stakes winners. Ms. Mass stands for $20,000 live foal at Judmont Farm. Also on March 15th, the Grade 2 Azari Stakes at Oaklawn was won by Close Hatches, a filly from the First Crop by First Defense. Close Hatches has won two Grade 1 events, including the classic Mother Goose and $1,487,300. She goes in another Grade 1 stakes in her next start. Her dam, Rising Tornado, has a yearling colt by First Defense and a suckling filly by First Defense at Judmont Farm. That's the kind of strong support that he's been receiving, not only from Judmont, but from outside breeders as well. So there's more on the way. First Defense, 15,000 live. Full inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, it's a pretty good feeling to do business with people that you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. I know absolutely nothing about insurance. And when we moved down to Bourbon County, how long ago was that? A quarter of a century ago, I guess. 25, 26 years ago. We didn't know who to go to, and we asked a couple of friends that we had down in Bourbon County who we should do business with, and they all unanimously recommended the Hopewell Company. And I'm glad they did, because we've been doing business with them ever since we went to them. They've got extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. They give us coverage, our home, our barn, the vehicles that we own, a tractor, a horse trailer, liability. And they've been right there whenever we need them. Boy, we've needed them a couple of times. The house got struck by lightning about a year and a half ago, something like that. And they were right on the job, did a wonderful job. So the Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They work for us and not the insurance companies. And thus, they're able to offer the best coverage and the most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. So get in touch with them over there. They're prepared to provide you at a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. And the Hopewell Company is at 820 South Main Street in Paris. Here's their number, 987-2347. And here's a Lexington number, anyway, 254-2431. You get great service, and I absolutely guarantee it. Be right with you, young lady.
What's your
All right. Well, progeny of Windstar Stallions dominated racing last Saturday. The Grade 2 Inside Information Stakes at Gulfstream was won by Hart Steeler, a four-year-old filly by Sprightstown. Santa Anita's Grade 2 Santa Louis Race Stakes went to Fire with Fire, a six-year-old son of Distorted Humor. The Grade 3 Spiral Stakes at Turfway was won by Wee Miss Artie, a three-year-old colt by Artie Schiller. At Oaklawn, the $100,000 Gazebo Stakes was won by Brewing, a three-year-old colt from the first crop by Maimonides. And at Laurel, the $100,000 Canava was won by More Than a Cruise, a five-year-old mare, and she's but more than ready. Now throw in the fact that the three of the top four leading second-crop sires of 2014, number one Pioneer of the Nile, with three first-crop runners on the Derby Trail, Colonel John and Kodiak Cowboy also stand at Windstar Farm. So why look elsewhere? For more on the Windstar Stallions, get in touch with Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717 and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All right. I have a guest over here. Is this Jan?
Yes, it is.
Well, come on. We'll get you on now. I schedule an appointment. This is Jam Rule. Am I pronouncing that right?
Rail.
Rail? As in ride the rail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, get close to this, Jan. And Jan is the head of the Thoroughbred Horse Show Association, and you got a show coming up. I think that's what you came in to talk about it.
Yeah, we're all excited. We've had five shows so far, and we're having one this year, May 4th, the Sunday after the Derby out at the Horse Park.
Well, tell us exactly what these shows are and who's eligible to be in them.
Any thoroughbred, yes. And it's designed to just get the horses started for horses that have never been to a horse show before, to try to give the horses sort of a second career, like a little short course on retraining. Mm-hmm. So they have some show experience, so they'll be saleable and have some value to them. And we have all levels of horses coming. We've had stakes winners, and we got Rahi's Attorney coming this year. We're excited about that. And
okay.
We've had Smokey Stover there before, and it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, now how far along do these horses have to be? I mean, what
they come right off the racetrack, or they've been doing it a little bit.
They've got halter, in other words, halter shows.
We got the in hand classes.
Okay,
where they don't even have to be ridden; they just come and get shown in hand, and people can have a look at them. And it's a good avenue if you want to try to sell yours, because we advertise that the horses are for sale. If you're trying to find homes for them, riding people there are looking for horses. And that's older horses are in the line, and war horses. So it's Train Robbery has been there the past two
Is
springs.
That right?
Yep. Yeah. She looks great.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Well, how many entries do you have this year?
We've just started taking our entries.
Okay.
The entries close April 21st.
Okay.
So we've just started the first year we had over 100 entries, and then usually we have between 60 and 80 entries.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
many?
Yeah.
Now, you have it at the horse park.
We have it at the horse park thanks to a lot of our great sponsors. We have a lot of all levels. We have, like, the horse players. We have Horse Racing Nation and M-West Entertainment sponsors us, and Farms, Judmont, Margot, Paul's Mill, and some of the racing stables. So thankfully for all those sponsors, we can afford to have it at the horse park and still keep the entries very reasonable for those who want to come.
What is the entry fee?
The classes are just $15.
Okay.
And then the stabling is $40. So, you know, you can have a big day at the horse park for under $100, which mm-hmm. is our goal. And that's because we have the sponsors that subsidize yeah. our costs.
Yeah. So the basic thing is that you want people to come see these horses and possibly adopt them.
Yeah, adopt them or buy them or just bring their horses to show and compete. This year it's going to be a fundraiser for Canter Kentucky and Rerun.
Okay.
And all of our proceeds will go to those two really worthwhile thoroughbred organizations mm-hmm. on helping them get rehomed.
Yeah. Now Rerun, that's Lisa Malloy now.
Yes, and it's national.
Yeah.
So she's in Virginia,
yeah.
But they take horses in from all over, Penn National to Tampa, anywhere that needs it, and they take horses with no conditions. If they have a problem and we need to go get them, we go get them. No questions asked for Rerun.
Yeah.
And Canter is a bit different. They connect the trainers directly with those who want to purchase the horses by having an internet service. The horses get posted on the internet, mm-hmm. people looking for horses. They can contact the trainers on the racetrack yeah. directly, and that's another really interesting source. There's no middleman, so you know exactly where your horses come from.
Yeah. Now, is Canter based here, too?
Yes, they have a Canter Kentucky based in Louisville. It's a large nationwide organization.
Oh, okay.
They're in 23 states, but they have a big Louisville chapter. They handle all the horses out of Turfway.
Yeah.
You know, which you tend to need homes in the fall and this time of year. Anytime they close them down Turfway, there's horses yeah. needing another opportunity.
Yeah. Well, Lisa's a good friend of ours.
Oh, she's great. She works great. I was really excited to be nominated to the board of Rerun in the fall. So I sit on the board now and work closely with Lisa. She really gets the job done.
Jackie, my wife's on the board too, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to know Lisa while she was here.
Yes.
And she was with New Vocations at that time.
Yes, she did a great job for them as well.
Yeah. Then her husband came back from overseas, and she had to move, and that kind of ended that. Yeah. But I tell you what, Dan, she was about as good as I've ever seen it with horses.
She could.
Converting them over.
And they never backed her down. She was not intimidated by them. She knew what it took to get the job done. And
she knows how they think.
Yes.
We gave her a filly that we didn't want to run her because she was a bleeder. And she'd gotten pneumonia or something, you know, out here, and we couldn't run her. And we sent it over to Lisa. And within 3 weeks, she had this thing trail riding, you know, and had found a lovely home for her with this little girl up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie and Jackie, this is Jan Roll. This is my wife, Jackie. And Jackie and the little girl and her mother, you know, are in touch all the time, as a matter
yes.
of fact. Yeah. So it's and the filly is doing great. Tell her about that, Jackie. If you'll stop eating pretzels.
Well, I had to replenish the supply. I didn't want the pretzel run out here. Susie brings them, so I bring them, and then you feel like you can eat. Let's see, how long ago did she get that filly? She's a mare now.
She was a 3-year-old when we gave it to her.
Yeah, little girl was about 14. And the little girl can ride, and the filly can jump. This is tremendous. They've done really, really well.
Yeah, she's winning all kinds of shows up in Michigan now.
The thing I really appreciate about Lisa, she has such a wide base of those wanting homes.
I
mean,
know.
She put me in connection with people who take them down in Tennessee for competitive trail riding. And she has polo players who are always looking for the 15-2 hand filly. And, you know, it's such a wide base that she can call and say, okay, a horse has come in that you may be interested in.
Yeah, that's great. Let me take a break and pay some bills, and we'll get right back to him talking to Jan Roll. Well, Maduha has won 4 in a row, 3 states, the last 2 in New York. Broke her maiden on November 3 at the Aqueduct. won by four, shipped to the law to win the $100,000 gin talking stakes. That was on December 7th. Went back to New York to win the $100,000 Ruthless Stakes on January 12th. And then she won the $100,000 Sakata Stakes on March 15th. And Duha is a 3-year-old filly by DeHare, bred and owned by Shadwell Farm. She's a runner. She also displayed the courage and determination so typical of her sire and paternal grandsire. Awesome again. Horsemen have taken notice. A 2-year-old filly by DeHare sold for $160,000 at the recent OBS March sale. And the only DeHare yearling offered at Keeneland in September went for $70,000. DeHare, one grade one stakes, was described as freaky fast by noted turf rider Steve Haskin, and he stands for $5,000 live foal. A lot of horse for the money. For more information on the stallions at Shadwell Farm, graded stakes winners Jazzle, Invisor, and Interdab, and the Young Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner and millionaire Albertus Maximus, get in touch with stallion manager Ken Barnes and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Ralph Quillen's Quillen Tack. It's, of course, in Paris, Kentucky.
Start again. He didn't have you on.
Oh, well.
Wake up over there, Rusty.
He watched the ball game. I'm sorry. Ralph Quillen, who has Quillen Tack in Paris.
Kentucky is, fan over here.
Got it.
I was going to watch it, but I can't stay up that late. Go ahead.
Ralph's Quillen's Tack is in Paris. It's absolutely fabulous tack shop. He has wonderful people who work in leather, and they sell how many thousands of halters? They ship them to Japan, they ship them abroad.
17,000 a year that they ship
17,000 a year. That's hard to believe.
We're the cheap people here. We just take ours in to get them fixed.
Fixed, I know. They really, really can do anything you want them to do with leather. And, of course, now it's foaling season. They have figure eight foal halters. They have the regular foal halters. Whatever you need for breeding season, they've got hickory twitches. They've got the whole thing. And Ralph's latest project is called Rooster Brew. He's making his own. Legally, he's making his own beer.
Legally, yeah.
It's 609 Main Street in Paris. April 10th or 11th, he's going to open.
Big yellow. If you're driving down Main Street. Main Street's one way in Paris. Very narrow, too, by the way. It's on the left.
Yeah, it's a yellow building trimmed in brown.
Canary yellow, he described it as.
Yes, yeah. And the inside, he's been putting pictures up on Facebook. It's real nice. It's very neat, very pretty. And we're going to be there, holy cow. And
well, let me tell you where it is. It's in Paris, a couple. Quillen Tack is. I told you where the brewery is, but it's further on down. It's on Main Street, too, but if you go into Paris, go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and there you are. It's Quillen Leather and Tack. Quillen.com, Quillin.com. All right. Daily Racing Form Breeding Edition. And, well, actually, it's got kind of Breeding Edition every day now. I mean, with that, and if you go to their website, drf.com/breeding, you can pick it up. Today, John Sparkman's got some articles in, an article in on Irish Star, what's her name? Vote Offer? It's this champion filly, a really top filly over in Ireland. Anyway, he's writing about her. There's an article on the first foals by Zenyatta and, Rachel Alexander, and they are 2-year-olds this year. And I don't even know what their names are. Do you know what their names are? The first foals out of Zenyatta and Rachel?
No.
Rachel Alexander?
No.
Do you know Susie?
No.
Well, everybody's ignorant.
Ignorant. All of us.
No, they named them.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe they're not named
are
yet.
They named?
They're 2-year-olds.
Well, they ought to be.
You know, they should be. If not, they're going to have to, well, no, they could have submitted some names. As long as they submit one by
it's going to cost them more if they haven't named them.
Well, that depends. If they submitted them and they were turned down, you're all right. Prior to January 1st.
Yeah, we've had them turned down.
Many of them. Believe me. And there's an article in there on Galileo's Sons of Stud in this country. And I think of two of them right off the top of my head. Cape Blanco out at Ashford Stud and Midas Touch over at Warhorse Place. Two nice horses. Stakes results, of course, and general sire list is in this week. So go to that Daily Racing Form drf.com/breeding. It's always packed full of stuff, and of course, it's the Bible, the racing form, so go to it. All righty. Well, I'm talking to Jan Roll. Did I pronounce it wrong again?
Rail. Well, it's spelled like
Let me write
it's
that
roll.
Phonetically down.
It's German spelling.
German spelling, yeah. And that would be roll if it's German, right?
No, it's rail. Pronounced
it's
rail. Just like the trucking company spells it the same.
Is that right? How did I get out of Covington without knowing that?
I don't know. All those Germans around there selling that Brockwurst and stuff.
I got a recipe out of some book for Cole Cannon, which is Irish. It's potatoes and cabbage and a lot of butter.
Okay. Yeah.
And onion, I think. And somebody added sausage to it. So I asked Jimmy
Corrigan
when he came over, I had an Irish question for you. Is there any sausage in that stuff? And he said, no. So some German came along afterwards and threw in sausage.
Of course, Jimmy
sausage.
Can't cook a lick, but other than that. Well, let's get back to Jan here and the horse show that we're going to have. And it's the day after the Derby.
On Sunday after the Derby, yes.
Yeah. What time does it start?
It starts about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have two rings, one with the horses just learning to jump. We have starter jumpers going just 18 inches. So we have the hunters and the jumpers in one ring, and then all of the dressage tests will be done in another ring.
Okay. Now, is it in that big indoor arena there?
No, it's outside in the hunter complex, which is right at the hill where their outside cafeteria food area is.
Oh, okay.
If you've ever been up in the hill.
Up from the
by
farms.
The stabling office.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Oh, all over. My father worked for the government, so a lot of time in Virginia, Chicago.
Was he Army or?
No, he worked for the U.S. Customs Service.
Oh,
he
okay.
Done.
Yeah. All right. Did you ever smuggle anything in? Did you?
No. When he was in position, it was all the technology, information, arms.
Oh, I thought maybe he had an in there. You could, you know,
bring
some,
home fun stuff. Nobody claimed.
Yeah. Right.
Russian intelligence? No.
No.
Well, have you? I know you. Do you have a horse? You go any time on a ride? Were your family in the horse business or anything that you
no,
got interested in?
Just myself, starting out with riding lessons when I was young, and then went to gallop. Then I realized I wanted to stay in it, and the best place to go was galloping horses to earn a living. So I started galloping and breaking horses.
Young. Yeah. Where'd you do that?
We talked about this last time at Rokeby Farms in Virginia for Mr. Mellon.
Oh, wow.
And then I started galloping for Syl Veach, John's father.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's
back boy, in those days when I went to the grandstand, it was really crowded.
Yeah.
It was really crowded. But that's because we didn't have a text or you were in Saratoga with no phone for 21 days. So you had to go to the races to find anybody. So lots of fun.
You ever get on in real good horses for Syl?
No.
No? He put you on the bad ones?
Right. Slow ones?
The easy ones.
The easy ones.
I was the only girl in the barn in those days. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That was hard breaking in.
Yes, it was. When we were at Hialeah, the girls had to be out of off the backside by dark.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Shoot, when I was out, there weren't any girls when I was on a racetrack. No girls at all, you know. Very few Hispanics.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, you know. Then times do change.
Yes, they have, for the better.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, the girls.
I think the girls do a great job.
I think they do, too, because they're there because they love horses, not because
they love the game.
It's an easy,
most men
it's
love
job.
The game, and women love the horses.
Correct,
you know? Well,
yes.
But, you know, I'd just say not everybody, but, you know, most, you know, it mm-hmm. is. Well, they're very good.
I think most people in thoroughbred races are in it because they love the game.
Yeah,
otherwise, they wouldn't work so hard for so little pay.
Well, that's,
that's
and
true.
7 days a week, 365 days a
year. It's a way of life.
Yeah, it is.
It's very hard to date or marry someone who's not, because they don't really understand why you don't want to be home on Sunday morning.
No.
Exactly. And you're not.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. Now, you do, somebody was telling me that you train horses to off-track or to drive?
Yes. Well, we had a racehorse, a prayer service that ran for us until he was seven. And, I thought, well, if I ever want to start riding again, this would be the one. So he came home from the track, and he was home for a couple years trail riding, and I always wanted to learn to carriage drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I'm not going to buy another one. I got one in the backyard. So it took me quite a while to find a carriage driving trainer who would consider training an off-the-track thoroughbred to carriage drive. But I found a great gal up in Ohio, and she actually drives at a high level, an off-the-track thoroughbred that raced at the Meadowlands. He's actually by Gilded Time. And she taught him to carriage drive, and I loved it so much, I went up to Turfway, and I got a thoroughbred out of Turfway that looks like the one I had at home. And now I drive a pair of them. So I'm having a great time with that. And they've been wonderful.
Do you show them or anything?
I showed the one horse as a single a couple of times last summer. But they've only been driving together as a pair for about 6 months.
Yeah.
We were down in Florida this winter training with someone down there. So I'm glad to have them back here. And we'll play with them for a while.
Uh-huh.
Where do you keep them?
I keep them out in a private farm with a gal who also drives off of Shannon Run.
Oh, okay. That's I was going to ask, because not many people do that.
No, not many people do. But right. Sterling Grayburn here in Paris, he helps me with them. Yes. He's the one who got them together as a pair, so I could drive them for a pair last fall at the horse park.
Oh, good.
At the National Drive.
Oh, how'd you do?
Oh, we had a great time. We did hazards and went all over the place. And the best thing was everybody, all those driving people came up and said how lovely they were and what breed were they.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you said earlier that we had this horse in training. Now, who was we?
My husband and I, Al Rail, helped us. Bob Holtis trained prayer service for us.
Oh, okay.
And at that time, we probably had 6 or 8 racehorses in training. We're down to just a couple now. But
Where are they?
We had the filly we have with Steve Margolis down at the fairgrounds.
Oh, at the fairgrounds, yeah.
She
you said Bob Holtis, I thought, you know.
That was years ago. He trained prayer service for us and many of my husband's other horses.
Yeah.
But, we were supposed to enter yesterday and canceled racing.
Where?
The fairgrounds.
What happened yesterday? I know.
It was pouring down rain.
Oh.
We were also eligible for turf. And they said they were going on the turf at 9:30 in the morning, and then by noon or 1 o'clock, they canceled the entire card at fairgrounds yesterday.
Boy, when it rains in New Orleans, it's tough. I was down there with the racing stable in 19. I probably shouldn't say this. 56, 57, and we got a rain like that, and the barn flooded. And I tell you what, it was a mess. But we had a filly that I was rubbing at the time. She was by a Polynesian. Her name was Blue Hawaii. And I had to do her up in mud. Anaphagistine we used at that time. And I had the softest hands in the South. I had to put the mud. Anyway, she got to playing in and that, you know. And, boy, she loved it. She was splashing and playing, you know. Of course, so as we came up here to Keeneland, and we caught a sloppy track out there, and I said, this filly's going to love this. And she won, paid 9-something, I think.
That's horrific.
I think I made about 3 car payments.
There you go.
Oh, golly. But that's fun. You know.
Where do you find to show your driving horses? Here at the horse park?
Well, I showed them one as a single last year in Ohio, and they do have several shows over at the horse park, but I'm not quite at that level yet. My horses are green and I'm green, so we're just kind of fooling around in the woods still.
What kind of carriage? 4-wheel?
Yes, I just bought a 4-wheel carriage that's bigger and heavier for the pair to pull.
You all live out on Shannon Run, too?
No, we live over in Westmoreland, right behind Keeneland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah, okay. Know where Shannon Run is, too. Is it where on Shannon Run is a place? It's, you know, you go past the big what do you call it?
The big Kesmark.
Kesmark.
It's quite a bit past that. It's out there, and then down Delaney Ferry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's a place not a mile further out on the left. I don't know if it's still there. It used to be Joe Metz's farm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did he call it?
It won't get turned into.
I'm not sure.
He stood Crafty Admiral there. Yeah. And that's before your time.
Time it yourself.
I'm talking about a long time ago now.
Put it down.
I can remember. a long time ago. I do better with that than I do yesterday. You know, I can't. Don't ask me what I had for lunch yesterday. I haven't the foggiest, you know. All right. Well, okay, now I've got to catch up some more here. Let me get going here. And Jackie, you'll be up next. Line of David. Am I doing that right? Yeah. Line of David is, I have to keep my notes here. Line of David is a grade one stakes winner from the famed Stormcat line. And his female family has already given us the great Mr. Prosperker. Fantastic family. Line of David won, if I can say it, won three straight races in impressive style as a 3-year-old. The first two on the grass at Santa Anita, getting a mile in 1:34.2. And the second, his third was on the dirt. Shipped across the country, won a grade one Arkansas Derby at the direct expense of Super Saver, and you know he won the Derby in his next start. That was enough to impress breeders, that and his superb confirmation and impeccable pedigree. Covered 148 mares in his first two seasons at stud. Last year, Line of David's first crop sales yearlings were well received. For instance, his Fazy Tipped in July youngster sold for an average of over $80,000. That's more than 13 times the stud fee. Now, take note that Line of David is eligible for a Spendthrift Breed Secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. Grade 1 stakes when a Line of David stud fee is $6,000 due in the full stands of nurses. And contact Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
Dr. Steve Alday from over in Shelbyville. A veterinarian developed two products, Lubricin and Reborn. It's good stuff. They're all natural and test-free. Lubricin sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and help reduce the cost for hyaluronic acid injections, etc. And he also makes that for humans. I bought a case. As a matter of fact, trainers that use Lubricin, Todd Pletcher, Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mark Maker, Michael Maker, to have a few, mention a few. Reborn is a 100% sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe and easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals. Strengthens foals' immune system while nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Actually, it helps immune functions in horses of all ages. So, for more information about Lubricin and Reborn, call 800-901-9498 or just Google Lubricin or Reborn and find out where to buy it and recommend dosages. Old Friends uses it. KBC's have got it and Horse Sense in Versailles. And I use it by the bucket.
Obviously, they make it for people, too.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, did it? Okay. I wasn't listening. Oh, Distorted Humor sired another stakes winner last Saturday. His Fire with Fire won the Grade 2 San Luis Rey out at Santa Anita, and that's hardly newsworthy. He sired over 120 stakes winners. But if you like Distorted Humor, and who doesn't, take a look at one of his best young studs at stud, and that's Alternation. After breaking his maiden as a 2-year-old by 7 lengths, Alternation went on to win 6 stakes for earnings of over $1 million. He won the historic Grade 2 Peter Pan in New York, won 3 stakes at Oaklawn, 2 of them graded, won the Grade 3 Pimlico Special, the Governor's Cup, the Essex Handicap. His dam won a place in 10 stakes and earned over $550,000. This is the family of the top star Broken Vow, Alternation's stablemate at Pin Oak Stud. Alternation is standing his first season at stud this year, for $7,500 due on the full stands and nurses. Book is almost full now, and he's really stopping his mare. So he's having a great first season at stud. For more on the Pin Oak Stands, get in touch with Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty, I've been talking to Jan Rail, and I pronounced her name right this time, but I had to write it down phonetically, so I would. Doesn't look like Rail to me. but I mispronounced my own name, you know. most of the time anyway. So run through one more time about when this is and where it is. And
it's going to be on Sunday, May 4th after the Derby out at the Kentucky Horse Park. And you can find all the entries and sponsorship information at tbhorseshow.com. And they'll have the prize list and entries and sponsorship information. And as I mentioned, all the profits this year and proceeds will go to Rerun in Cantor, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to another great show.
Well, it sounds like fun.
It does. Do you need volunteers?
Yes, we always love having volunteers out.
That'd okay, what about your phone number? Would you want volunteers to call you?
You can call me. My number is my number and my email and everything's on the website.
Oh, there you
good.
Go.
Okay.
Give the website one more time.
TB Horse Show.
TB as in thoroughbred.
Horseshow.com.
I'm surprised you got that name. That domain name. That's TB Horse Show.
We were really surprised. Yep.
Well, good.
Well, when we first had the concept, there wasn't anything like this being done, but now they've made great strides in promoting horses after they race. So mm-hmm. in the past 4 or 5 years, they've done quite a bit. But just six years ago, they weren't really doing much of anything.
No.
So there's a lot of great programs out there for them.
Ask you one more thing, I'll let you go. What does your husband do?
He is in marketing and brand management.
Marketing and brand management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Advertising. The advertising.
Okay.
World, yep. But I met him in Manhattan, and he was working there for an advertising thing, and he said, someday I want to live where I don't have to fly to see my horses.
There you go.
Yeah.
So long story short, we met in New York, and we bought a house where he can just about see Keeneland from our backyard.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, Jan, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's fun talking to you.
You
come
too.
Back anytime.
Okay. Yeah.
You can come back right before the show. I'll announce it every week.
Okay, I appreciate
shop
that.
Back.
Thank you.
Sure. Why not?
You got all the details and everything?
She's going to give them to me. I think she's got papers.
Oh, okay.
Did you give her that?
Oh, yeah. I will give you this. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not.
No.
Okay.
How exciting.
It's a sure cure for insomnia.
Okay. Is this the fellow that goes on the radio show now?
No, Joe died back in the 1950s.
Oh,
so most
greatest.
Of
there's one show that my one racing
rider.
Show my husband listens to where they do a historical, call a historical race.
I don't know.
That's very interesting. Okay,
well,
we'd love
to
have that.
We do history all the
Joe
time.
Joe Palmer wrote more than anybody, the best rider I've ever
Yeah, and we're trying to keep
racing.
His stuff alive, and I'm going to do some stuff today
Ursel
that he
did,
wrote.
Ursel did a CD of some of his best stuff. Joe Palmer, readings from Joe Palmer.
Oh, terrific. May I keep it or you want me to put it back for you?
No, that's for you.
All right.
That's
thank you very
you.
Much.
And like I said, it's a sure cure for insomnia. With me doing it anyway. Poor Joe.
Okay, thanks. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jan.
Thank
and
you. Whenever you want me to do my announcements.
What? Okay. We'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Let me see where I am right now. Okay. The only winner of 5 Grade 1 stakes retired to stud this year is Point of Entry. Point of Entry won 3 Grade 1 stakes at Belmont, 1 at Saratoga, 1 at Gulfstream, earned over $2,484,000. He also won Grade 2 stakes at Keeneland, set a new course record at Gulfstream, broke his maiden on the dirt at Belmont by 15 and a half lengths, ran second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup turf. He is one of more than 140 stakes winners by Dynaformer, and he's a half-brother to Pine Island, a multiple Grade 1 winner on dirt. In fact, his first 3 dams produced millionaires, and his 4th dam is a champion sprinter, and that, of course, the great Gold Beauty by Mr. Prospector. His sire's heir apparent, Point of Entry, enter stud for $25,000 doing a full stand in nurses. In stakes Saturday, Awesome Baby, a 3-year-old filly by Awesome again, won the $200,000 Sunland Park Oaks, following wins in the Grade 2 Santa Inez Stakes and the Grade 3 Santa Isabel, both at Santa Anita. Awesome again is also represented this year by Game On Dude, winner of the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap for the 3rd time, the only horse in history to do that. Awesome again stands for $75,000 doing a full stands in nurses. And like Point of Entry, he stands at Adena Springs. For more on the Adena Springs Stallions, call the farm at 859-987-1798 and see the website at AdenaStallions.com.
WLXG Lexington. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Toyota Rent-A-Car. Your minivan rental headquarters.
Toyota Nicholasville. We're right, little cars.
Well, a two-year-old from the first crop by Majestic Peck... Let me try that again. A two-year-old colt from the first crop by Majestic Perfection sold for $625,000 at Monday's Fasig Tipton, Florida sale. That was the fourth best price of the sale. Majestic Perfection stands for $10,000 live foal. And the three which sold for more were by Stallions that stand for $95,000, $100,000, $17,500. The colt, a $285,000 Keeneland September sales yearling bred by Brad and C. Jones. Majestic Perfection's first crop sales yearling averaged more than six times the stud fee, and with good reason. He's siring superb individuals, and he was one of the fastest runners ever to step on a racetrack. He set a new track record for six furlongs in a stakes, going 107-1, ran in 108-3 to win grade one stakes at Saratoga. He ran in 108-1 at Churchill Downs, 108-3 at Oaklawn. He's unbeaten on a fast track. Side by Harlan's Holiday, he's got five stakes winners already this year. Majestic Perfection stands at Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud. The fee again is $10,000 live foal, and see the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, well, we're starting in the second hour. And Jackie, you want to do your announcements?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt you in the middle of one. I missed a commercial earlier on, and I'll squeeze it in the middle of your announcements. How's that?
Okay. Today at the horse park is the Paul Frazier, isn't that sad? Paul Frazier Memorial Combined Test and Dressage Show in the outdoor ring at the horse park. It's really wonderful. Dressage complex, they have all kind of combined tests, which is cross-country, dressage, and show jumping. And it's raining. Oh, it just kills me. This is the first show. It's kind of the harbinger of spring. Also today, I think Pony Club's out there doing Mid-South rally. So the little kids will get soaked. And that's what you get, little kids.
Muddy track.
Sunday, yeah. Sunday, May 11th. At 8 o'clock is a driving clinic with Bob Giles at Summerhill Training Center in Dry Ridge, and Jan knows this guy.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this is pretty good. $60 includes a stall and a lunch. Auditors is $10. And early singles, pairs, and multiples, that means driving four. Renowned driving clinician throughout the U.S. and internationally. He's a champion at this stuff. He does Florida State Fair, I guess, in the winter. Wouldn't that be funny if they had the Florida State Fair in the summer? It'd be terrible. It'd be so hot. Anyway, it's a great opportunity for you people that are interested in driving. The number is 859-760-8505. I bet you could Google Bob Giles in Dry Ridge and find it, too. We're out here at the training center. You know, it just started raining when training was about over. How about that? If you're interested, this is such a good idea. They have a big derby party out here every year. You have to make reservations. Watch and wager on Oaks and Derby. Here at the Thoroughbred Center, we're going to have a buffet and concessions May 2nd and 3rd. It's great because there's all kind of parking. It's you can just walk over. You don't have crowds to fight. It's 3380 Paris Pike. Give them a call. They had did real well last year, too. 293-1853.
Well, the number one sire of stakes winners in the world is Galileo. The number one sales sire in the world is Galileo. He has no peer. Midas Touch is the champion, and he's sired by Galileo. What's more, he's out of a stakes-winning daughter with one of the world's most successful broodmare sires, Darshan. Darshan's daughters have produced over 225 stakes winners, and according to statistics published by the Bloodhorse, he has the highest average earnings index among the top 20 broodmare sires of 2013. Better than Stormcats, better than AP Indies, better than Sadler's Wells, better than Dane Hills. Great pedigree, and Midas Touch lived up to it. Champion three-year-old was here in Ireland. He also placed in classics in Great Britain. With a pedigree that abounds with classic performance and major stakes winners, Midas Touch is one of the best-bred young sire prospects in Kentucky, and he has the looks to go with it. Your inspection is invited. Midas Touch stands for $10,000, due in the foal stands and nurses at War Horse Place. Inquires to Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0053, or Dana Assinger, 509-3157. Go to the website. You can get those numbers there. Warhorseplace.com. All right, Jackie.
One of the races is going off in Dubai, and Eduardo Caramori's horse. Can you read that name?
No, because it just disappeared when you touched the screen.
Oh, cute. I just love these things. Now, see where it says Mike Cameron put that up there. And that's one of the ones that was here.
Berlino de Tiger.
Oh, okay. That's who we're rooting for.
All right.
Bred in Brazil. So, hey, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's where he's from, Eduardo.
Yeah, they're nice people.
Yep.
Register now for the TOBA Thoroughbred Ownership Seminar, Friday, April 18th. It's at Keeneland right during the meet. Watch morning workouts, virtual ownership session. That'd be me. Approaches to success, buying into sales, and enjoy the races at Keeneland. Go to www.toba.org to register for the clinic. If you're a member, you get a discount. There you are again, toba.org. It's really nice. They have nice crowds for that thing. I hope they have good weather.
Don't forget Bobby's health fair over at Keeneland. You got that over there?
Oh, yeah. Where is that? That's here in my stack.
You had it covered up. That's the reason I mentioned. There you go.
Okay. Oh, my God. This one's in Spanish. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. There's got to be an English one around here somewhere.
Yeah. Receiver
what's
gratis.
This? What is this? I can read it so it's not free. Spanish. Here you
go. Receiva gratis, it says. Health fair, Monday, April 28th from 10 till 2 at the Keeneland Sales Pavilion. This is aimed at the backstretch, I think. Free food, wellness information, health screenings, health care providers, horses and hope, mammograms, screening, 8:30 a.m. to 4. You got to pre-register for that one, 230-7110. It's hosted by the Keeneland Chaplaincy, really a great organization. Horses and Hope, Cancer Care, Fayette County Health Department, etc. So try and get out there. That's again Monday, April 28th from 10 to 2 at the Keeneland Sales Pavilion. Thoroughbred Farm Manager's next membership meeting is April 16th at the Red Mile. Dr. Ray Smith, who will talk about new resources for managing horse pastures. They seem to do that every spring. From the UK Department of Plant and Soil Sciences. That's always fun, and this sounds pretty informative. Can't learn too much about pasture care. Jump into spring at the Masterson Equestrian Trust Benefit Hunter Jumper Show. He's waving those donuts away from me. Did you see that? He's trying to keep me away from eyeing those donuts. Masterson Equestrian Trust is the group that oversees and takes care of things out at Masterson Station. We're lucky to have a place like that. Not many cities have a place that's just for riding. You can go anytime. You drive in, you unload, you ride, you leave. There's no charge. There's rings. There are dressage rings. There's jumper rings. There's cross country everywhere with cross country jumps and banks. And it's fixed up. It's really nice. Don't go during the bluegrass fair. I mean, nothing a horse likes is galloping along, going over a hill, and seeing a Ferris wheel. Not wonderful. Anyway, April 18th, April 19th, and it's really nice. Nori Scheffel does a lot with that, too. My friend Nori, very good. She sets up the courses and measures the jumps and all that stuff. So
Can I interrupt you again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Scotland. Never had the money in five career starts, including placings in the Grade 2 Jerome and the Grade 3 Withers this year. Shipped into Parks last Saturday and blew away his field, won by 7 lengths. Scotland's a 3-year-old from the second crop by Horse Greeley, bred by Trackside Farm and Chet Blakey. Scotland is a $310,000 graduate of the OBS April sale. Also in Horse Greeley's second crop is a $375,000 stakes winner, Go Greeley. He's won 3 stakes at Woodbine, placed in 2 more, including graded stakes. Horse Greeley's first crop stakes winners, clearly now a graded stakes winner at Belmont and at Gulfstream, placed in 6 more stakes, 4 graded. He's earned over $523,000. And really, Mr. Greeley, winner of the Grade 3 Hollywood Preview Stakes. Horse Greeley, winner of the Grade 2, now Grade 1, Delmar Fortuity, and a son of Mr. Greeley, siring runners for a fee of $2,500 due when the foal stands in nurses. Inquiries to Bernie Sams at Claiborne Farm and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Lexington, LexHorseFarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. It's what they call their realty firm. And they say real horse people helping real horse people. And that's the truth. Hill has been with horses way longer, I guess, as long as I've known him and before. He was an A-rank pony clubber. He trains racehorses. He knows what horse people are looking for. They're a team. They've been 12 years experience in real estate. They're hands-on, like I said. He's a licensed trainer. And his horses, he brings them out here, the best-behaved horses you've ever seen. He has listings in Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Wolfer, Scott, and Clark. Wonderful variety of prices and locations and sizes. He's got some beauts. Has he got anything out on our road?
Well, there's one real close, the next road over.
Okay. He's got this on Paris Pike, absolutely historic farm, 462 acres, 74 stalls and 4 barns. This is serious horse stuff now. This is for people that are looking for the – this is big-time breeder stuff. And then he has some smaller things. He has a place down on the Elkhorn Sport Horse Farm. 16 acres, 6 stall barns with outside Olympic size outdoor arena.
Well,
that
best,
been
best
marked
thing,
down to 900,000.
Best thing about Hill and Reagan Parker, they work real hard for you. You get 2 for 1. They work as a team, and they're people that you can trust. And they're nice people. You won't find any nice people in the business. I'll tell you that. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Jackie, give them that.
LexHorseFarms.com.
And they got a phone number up there somewhere, I believe.
859, of course. 608-8039.
So if you're looking for a horse farm or want to list a horse farm, they're the people to get in touch with, Hill and Reagan Parker. Well, if you haven't taken a look at Get Stormy, you should. He's one grand-looking horse. Not only that, he ran back to his looks. After breaking his maiden as a 2-year-old in New York, he went on to win a place in 15 stakes, won 9, 7 graded, including 3 grade 1. His grade 1 wins came at Keeneland, at Churchill Downs, at Gulfstream. He also won graded stakes at Saratoga. Now, Get Stormy retired with earnings of $1,606,812. And he's one of over 85 stakes winners sired by Stormy Atlantic. Stormy Atlantic, a very successful son of the great Stormcat. It stands for a fee of $30,000. Now, once again, go take a look at Get Stormy. He stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm for a fee of $5,000 to win a foal stand of nurses. His first foal to do this year. And while at Crestwood, ask about the many services available there. And if you're looking for a place to board your horses, you won't find a better one than Crestwood. Family operated, and they treat their clients like family. The number there is 859-252-3770. And see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. If you got any more.
Oh, yeah. Keeneland has loaned an art exhibit called Racing as It Was Meant to Be to the Hopewell Museum in Paris, and it'll be there till June. I'll tell you where it is, 800 Pleasant Street in Paris. Let me see. Go straight in, stay on Main Street, and turn right on Pleasant. No. turn right on 8th Street, I guess, and go up and find Pleasant.
You got
right
me lost already.
It's got a big sign. Open Wednesdays through Saturday, noon to 5, and Sunday from 2 to 4. One of the sponsors is Quillen Leather and Tack. The police in Lexington, the Mounted Police, are looking for more horses. They want Draft Cross, 16 hand plus, bay or gray. And if you want a good home for your horse, I'll bet you they want geldings, but they don't say, so they might take a nice quiet mare. It's good for them, and it's good for the town, and it's good for all that stuff. Go to blomonaco@transy.edu or just call Fayette, Lexington, Fayette Urban County Government. They'll do it. University of Kentucky Dressage and Eventing Team are having a Spring Hunter Pace Saturday, May 3rd. That's Derby Day. Oh, well, now listen. It's from 9 to 3 at Masterson. You could go to that and leave at 3 and get home in time for the Derby. So you can do two things that day. That's great. Let's see. I have a contact number, Hannah Forte, F-O-R-40, I bet it is. Hannah Forty, HANNAH.FORTE at UKY.EDU. Or you can call, that's UK's dressage and event team.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, South America's most important weight for age event with a purse of $500,000 is a Grand One Premio Asociación Latino Americande. Run on March 15th. It was won by Literus, a 4-year-old Cobra Mizzen Mass, bred by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillsnyder. Mizzen Mass is also the sire of Ms. Direction, a 2-time winner of the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint and of over $1,719,000. No Flotilla, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf of the classic Group 1 French 1,000 guineas and of more than $966,000. Of Mass Track, a Grade 1 winner of over $928,000. Ultimate Eagle, a Grade 1 Stakes winner of nearly $548,000. Of Midships, a Grade 1 winner of over $528,000. That's 6 Grade 1 Stakes winners. And Ms. Mass stands for 20,000 Live Foal at Judmont Farm. Also on March 15th, the Grade 2 Azari Stakes at Oak Lawn was won by Close Hatches, a 3-year-old filly from the first crop of First Defense. Close Hatches has won 2 Grade 1 events, including the Classic Mother Goose. She's earned over $1,487,000. Her dam, Rising Tornado, has a yearling colt of First Defense and a suckling filly by First Defense at Judmont Farm, where he is receiving strong support. Now, First Defense stands for 15,000 Live Foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry. And see the website at judmont.com. Well, you can add 3 more stakes wins for horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers. So far this year, they've won 38 stakes, 21 of them graded stakes. Last weekend, the Grade 2 $200,000 inside information stakes at Gulfstream was won by a Heart Stealer, a filly bred by Dr. Bill Baker and raised at his Fairlawn farm. The winner of the Grade 3 $800,000 Sunland Derby, Chitu, was bred by Tom Evans, Macon Wool Mill Equine and Marjack Farms, raised at Trackside Farm. And the Hanson Stakes at Turfway went to Ghost is Clear, bred by Twin Creeks Farm. Tom and Nancy Clark, tailor-made farm, and was raised at Twin Creeks Farm. Congratulations to all from the staff at McCauley Brothers, the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. Best results. Feed the best. Contact Mike Warren and David Longmire at 859-873-3333. See the website at MacaulayBros.com. And you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it is all about the horse. Well, Galileo has sired more than 25 champions worldwide. He's the most popular and successful stud in the world today. Listed among those 25 champions is one Eclipse Award winner, and that's Cape Blanco. Cape Blanco is a 4-year-old, started 3 times in this country and won 3 Grade 1 stakes and an Eclipse Award. Twice he defeated future Eclipse Award winner Gioponte in Grade 1 stakes. Cape Blanco won champion 3-year-old colt of his year in Ireland, following victories in the Classic Group 1 Irish Derby and in the Group 1 Champion Stakes. And he also won the Group 2 Dante Stakes in Great Britain that year. He was precocious. He was undefeated at two, winning the Group 2 Futurity, the Group 3 Tyra Stakes, and his first start by 3.5 lengths, all at 7 furlongs. In addition to being by the world's most popular and successful sire, Cape Blanco is out of a broodmare of the year from a family rich with black type. First foals of yearlings, he stands for $15,000 doing a full stand of nurses at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088. See the website at coolmore.com. All right, well, it's Man of War's birthday. We're going to do a couple of things on Man of War. And I'm going to start in right now by reading something that Joe Palmer wrote right after the death of Man of War's owner, Sam Riddle. And so here goes. On June 30, 1861, Matt Wynn was born in Louisville, Kentucky. On the following day, Samuel Doyle Riddle was born in Glen Riddle, Pennsylvania. Being an extremely stubborn man, Mr. Riddle outlived his contemporary by something more than a year. His death a few days ago removed one of the few remaining links which bound racing of today to the racing of the previous century. And, in fact, if there is any older man now living who played an important part in the long pageant of racing, his name escapes me at the moment. This tourist knew Mr. Riddle for some 15 years. And had various arguments ranging from mild to bitter with him, as anyone who knew him that long was sure to have. But he has always been honored in this corner for one somewhat peculiar reason. He never forgot that Man of War was a horse. If this seems an obvious thing to remember, then you were not well acquainted with Man of War. He was as near to a living flame as horses ever get, and horses get closer to this than anything else. It was not merely that he smashed his opposition, sometimes by 100 lengths, or that he set world records, or that he cared not a tinker's curse for weight or distance or track or horses. It was that even when he was standing motionless in his stall, with his ears pricked forward and his eyes focused on something slightly above the horizon, which mere people never see, energy still poured from him. He could get in no position which suggested actual repose, and his very stillness was that of the coiled spring or the crouched tiger. All horses, and particularly all stallions, like to run, exultant in their strength and power. Most of them run within themselves, as children run at play. The Man of War loosened his paddock at far away, dug in as if the prince of all the fallen angels were at his throat latch, and great chunks of sod sailed up behind the lash of his power. Watching, you felt that there had never been, nor could ever be again, a horse like this. Well, this fiery thing of blood and bone, of bow to Mr. Mansfield here, was Mr. Riddle's own. It could very easily have gone to his head. I tell you this as one who has seen people make fools of themselves who were far lesser horses. Mr. Riddle was much prouder of Man of War than you are of your children, and probably with more reason. And possession of him was a stately music. But he didn't spend his time feeding sugar to the horse or drooling over him. He remembered that even if Man of War was the most magnificent horse ever, he was still a horse. And that his interest lay in hard oats and clean hay, and good grooming, and a comfortable stall. That is what he's got. Well, Man of War was born today, as I said, and he died on November the 1st, 1947. And we're going to play this now that it's on a CD that I did a few years ago about the death of Man of War.
In this reading, Mr. Palmer lost his wager with trainer Jimmy Jones. His arm did not win stakes again after the 1947 season. Exterminator won the 1918 Kentucky Derby in 50 of his 100 starts. He was affectionately called Old Bones.
Okay, put me back on. Am I on? Okay, well, we played the wrong one down there, so we'll just proceed as we, as if we have played it. And I'll read something that Joe Estes wrote at about the same time. That I think I've got it here. Yeah, I'll just read this. This is written by Joe Estes right after the death of Man of War. It's from the Blood Horse magazine of November the 8th, 1947. A few will remember him as a tall, long-legged foal running beside his dam in the wooded pastures of the old nursery stud, like other foals except for his extra height and his long legs and his presumption that the world was his. There are a few left who will remember him as a striking yearling, which might make a good steeplechaser if he failed on the flat. He was a trifle coarse. His head was too high. His forelegs forked a bit wide. Beside the sleekest sales yearlings, he seemed thin and hungry, but there was a powerful frame and a proud spirit, and he had a proud name to go with it. In later years, there would be 100 stories of those who recognized in him at once the spark of greatness. There would be a dozen tales of those who were on the point of buying him, but something or other happened. Some will remember how the eyes of the clockers widened when they began to catch his workouts, and how he went to the post at odds on the first time he ran, and every time thereafter. They will certainly remember that after 6 successive victories, he came out of a pocket a little too late to win the Sanford Memorial from upset, which had the added advantage of a 15-pound weight concession. In the years to come, this defeat would have to be explained a million times. It was hard for people to believe that it could have happened. Most have forgotten that, for the witnesses at Saratoga that day, the race actually added to the reputation of the horse and confirmed again the glowing belief that the American turf had come upon one of the great figures in its history. The horsemen who saw the racing of that memorial summer in New York will call to mind this colt of Sam Riddle's, he who reminded old-timers of his fiery sire, only bigger and wider and stronger, and how they joked with Sam that he had rung in a 4-year-old. They will call his imperious disregard of men and horses, his impatience with all restraint, his stubborn laziness that had a way of bursting into a yell of flame of speed, and how he bolted down his feed and gave himself the bellyache. They will remember how he came out the next spring and cut his merciless way through the ranks of his opposition until there were no ranks left. How Jimmy Rowe flung one after another of his stout colts against this titan and got them all back with their necks wrung. How finally it became difficult to find even a token of opposition for him, and he still went about running races faster than had ever been run, even when there was no need for him to get out of a gallop. How at length they matched him against an older champion, a great horse, but with sore feet, and saw disappear the last hope of finding anything worthy to come on the track with him. Some others will remember the day he came back to Kentucky and, under colors for the last time, was cantered along the sloppy stretch of the old Kentucky Association track, the faint light of winter gleaming on his golden coat. The horsemen who came from all over the world to see him in his prime at Faraway will remember him vividly. The massive body, the wide sweeps of muscle, the great chest and abnormally wide spacing between his forelegs, the die-cut perfection of his legs and feet, the slight dip of the back, deepening with the years, the high head, the imperial air, the feel of power and mastery. They will not look to see another like him. And over the world, the scattered millions of princes and paupers who've gone out of the too far away to see him will remember the look in his eye, the ceremonial dignity with which he held himself for their inspection. They will remember that it was hard to tell whether his coat was red or yellow, and that there were faint little spots here and there, and a wind near his shoulder, and that some of them patted him on the neck. They remember the patient and eloquent recital of his worshipful groom. He was folded here March 29, 1917, at Major Belmont's place, right over there. Mr. Riddles bought him for $5,000 at Saratoga as a youth. A man come here and offered $1 million for him. Mr. Riddle said no. A lot of men might have $1 million, but only one man could have Man of War. Yes, sir, we turned him out every day. No, ma'am, he ain't no trotter. Day in, day out, stand still red. Truly, he was a memorable horse. Almost from the beginning, he touched the imagination of men, and they saw different things in him. But one thing they will all remember, he brought an exultation into their hearts. All righty, I've got one other thing that I'm going to read, and what is that?
Toast of New York won the UAE Derby.
Toast of New York won the UAE Derby.
In Dubai.
In Dubai. All right.
Just the latest news from around the world.
All right. I'm going to read this poem, and then we will move on. And this was written by Joe Estes also, entitled Big Red. The days are long at Belmont, speed they never learn, and it's many days since Man of War has looped the upper turn. The guineas stopped their rubbing, the riders dropped his tack, when the word went round that Man of War was coming on the track. The crowd was hoarse with cheering at ancient Pimlico, the day he won the Preakness, but that was long ago. The dust is deep at Windsor, the good old days are done, and many a horse is forgotten, but they still remember one. For he was a fiery phantom to that multitudinous throng. Would you wait for another one like him? Be patient, years are long. For here was a horse among horses cast in a titan's mold, and the slant October sunlight gilded the living gold. He was marked with the God's own giving, and ringed in every part. The look of eagles was in his eye, and Hastings' wrath in his heart. Young Equipoise had power to rouse the crowded stand, and there was magic in the name of Green Tree's 20 grand. And Saracen has sprinted, and Gallant Fox has stayed, and Discovery has glittered in the wake of Cavalcade. We watch the heroes parading, we wait, and our eyes are dim, but we never discover another like him. A foal is born at midnight, and in the frosty morn the horseman eyes him fondly, and a secret hope is born, but breathe it not, nor whisper, for fear of a neighbor's scorn. He's a chestnut horse, he's got a star, he may be another Man of War. Nay, say it aloud, be shameless, dream and hope and yearn, for there's never a man among you but waits for his return. All righty. Well, Maduda has won 4 in a row, 3 stakes, the last 2 in New York. She broke a maiden on November 3 at Aqueduct by 4, shipped a Laurel to win the $100,000 Gin Talking Stakes on December 7, went back to New York to take the $100,000 Ruthless Stakes on January 12, then won the $100,000 Cicada Stakes on March 15. Maduha is a 3-year-old filly by DeHare, bred and owned by Shadwell Farm, and she's a runner. She also displayed the courage and determination so typical of her sire and paternal grandsire, Awesome Again. Horsemen have taken notice. A 2-year-old filly by DeHare sold for $160,000 at the recent OBS March sale, and the only DeHare yearling offered to Keenan last September went for $70,000. DeHare won Grade 1 stakes. He was described as freaky fast by noted turf rider Steve Haskin, and he stands for $5,000 live foal. A lot of horse for the money. For more information on the stallions at Shadwell Farm, graded stakes winners Jazzle, Invisor, Interdab, and there's graded stakes sires, of course. All 3 have sired graded stakes winners. And the Young Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner and millionaire Albertus Maximus. Get in touch with stallion manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. All right, Jackie, you want to do a little something on our friends and let me rest here over at Sally Van?
Oh, Sally Van. They've been in service for more than 60 years. During that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have been entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious. Their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. Single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the guy behind the wheel. And that's the truth. They're extremely proud of their drivers. At Sally Van Service, they're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse across the country or across the county. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Folks at Sally Van wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans have been the safest way to the winner's circle. It's 255-9406, and while I'm thinking about it, they can service your diesel, and they do a fabulous job on your rig. They know what they're doing.
All righty. We thank you very much. Well, March 22 at Oaklawn, the $100,000 Gazebo Stakes was won by Brewing, and Brewing is a 3-year-old colt and the first crop by Maimonides. Bred and owned by Zayat Stables and trained by D. Wayne Lucas, Brewing broke his maiden on February 22 at Oaklawn, won by 4.5 lengths, and the Gazebo was his first start in the stakes. He completely dominated his field. Broken Front led all the way and won by three. He's a colt with a bright future, and Mayamontes is a sire with a bright future. He won his career debut as a two-year-old in a maiden special at Saratoga, won by 11 and a half lengths. Then in his second start and his only other start, he placed in the Grade One Hopeful Stakes. Mayamontes is by champion Vindication, a son of Seattle Sloop. He's out of a mare that produced two Grade One winners and Grade One sires. He's a superb individual. Listen to this. He was a $4,600,000 sales yearling, so you know he looks good. And he stands for a modest $2,500 due when the foal stands in nurses at Windstar Farm. Go see him. You're going to like what you see. And for more information, call Darren Fox, Leanna Packard, or Kyle Wilson, 859-873-1717, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Okay, the Breeders of Kentucky Bred Stakes winners last weekend. This is from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and my good friend David Schweitzer at Toba also. And the Grade 2 San Luis Rey Stakes out at Santa Anita, $200,000 pot, was won by Fire with Fire. He's a gelding by Distorted Humor. And he was bred by Patricia Pavlish. Patricia Pavlish. Distorted Humor, of course, over at the Windstar Farm. The Grade 2 inside from... Oh, I can't get my lips straightened this morning. The Grade 2 Inside Information Stakes also at Gulfstream went to Heart Stealer. Heart Stealer is by Sprightstown, who, of course, he also stands over at Windstar Farm. Finished a real close second on the sire list last year. And this one bred by Dr. Bill Baker and at Fairlawn Farm. The Sunland Derby Grade 3 winner was CHITU. I'm going to call it Chitu. And Chitu was bred by Tom Evans over Trackside Farm, raised at Trackside Farm. He bred it in partnership with Macon, Will Mill Equine, and Marjack Farms. The Bourbonette Stakes, Grade 3 down at Turfway, was won by Aurelia's Bell, and she was bred by Alexander Groves and Matz. The Excelsior, Grade 3, of course, in New York, went to Romanche. Romanche was bred by Darley and Leon B. Schiff's. The Harrison E. Johnson Memorial Stakes at Law, Ground Transport the winner, Ground Transport bred by Riverbend Farm. The Sunland Park Oaks got a $200,000 pot on that one, went to Awesome Baby. She shipped into off two straight stakes wins, graded stakes wins out at Santa Anita to win the Sunland Park Oaks. Ought to be ashamed of themselves. She led all the way, won by 4.5. Mike Smith went with her and rode her, she overcame a rough trip. She got bumped at the start, but she won, as the chart says here, with complete authority. She's by Awesome Again, one of those Awesome Agains that can flat run, bred by Nicholas and Debbie Sibilio. The Challenger Stakes at Tampa Bay went to Tulare Castle. Tulare Castle was bred by Curtis Green. Nice story about Mr. Green in this week's Blood Horse on the inside of the back page. And I never met him. I bought a truck from him. He's a Toyota dealer, of course. Green's Toyota out there. Been in the horse business forever and ever and ever. And at one time he had a piece of Spendthrift Farm. And we were breeding to something over there. I forget who it was now. But anyway. Congratulations, Mr. Green. And the Hanson Starter Handicap at Turfway went to Ghost is Clear. That's a Ghost Zapper, bred by Twin Creeks Farms. And Tom and Nancy Clark and Taylor Made Farm. And, of course, Ghost Zapper, son of Awesome Again, one of those Awesome Agains, stands over at Adena Springs.
Eduardo ran fifth.
Did he? Uh-huh. Boy, you're just full of information today.
Well, that's Mike Cameron's putting it on Facebook. They pay back to fifth in Dubai.
Hell, I don't know. I've never been to Dumas in my life.
I ain't going neither.
No, I have no desire to go to that part of the world, as a matter of fact. You got any more results or anything like that? I can always read some more.
I do. Of course, Jan Rail was out here and talking about the spring show, Thoroughbred Horse Association, Kentucky Horse Barks, May 4th. That's really a nice thing to do. And the day after the Preakness, they are reviving High Hope Steeplechase. So that's another good thing. Try to get out to that. That's a great fun day in the country. Pressy takes his kids. Plenty of stuff for kids to do. The Woodford Hounds come by with all their hounds and gallop around the steeplechase course. And let's see, what else? They have terrier races. They're a hoot. They put those little things in boxes, and they flip it open, and they got a rabbit on the end of a long rope that goes back to something that looks like a bicycle wheel. And they turn that thing real fast, and that dead whatever it is thing goes flying up through that chute, and those dogs go crazy. It's fun to watch. I mean, those they're fun. They fall over each other. They keep right on going.
A couple of them getting fights every now and then.
Oh, yeah, every so often. They're Jack Russells mostly.
Yeah.
And that's fun. There's a big kids area, and then, of course, there's tailgating. You can tailgate around the whole course. If you want preferred tailgating in front of the finish line, you can do that. You can buy – they have like a pavilion up in front that's a little higher than the track, and you can rent tables there, and you can rent a tent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun stuff.
All right. Well, got a few minutes here. I can always read some more Palmer. I hope my voice holds up, and it's holding up pretty good today. Last week, we had all kinds of trouble. ESPN kicked in on us to start the show. And we had to listen to that for a while, and then
I move up in class.
Yeah, move. Well, that's.
Let me ask you something, Ressie. What's ESPN stand for? ESPN.
I have no idea.
See, nobody remembers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They started as four words something. ES Sports.
I'm trying to make up something, but everything comes up nasty, so I won't.
Oh, okay. Moving right along, nasty.
but then I started reading a story on Bolingbroke, and the story was too long, and my voice gave out on me. And as I said earlier in the show, somebody says the best show we ever did. All right. Well, this is a Joe Palmer, and the title of this column that he wrote was "How to Beat the Races," and I need all the help that I can do on that. But books are picking winners appear in the mail now and then. I never read them because the notion here is that the responsibility is a great wealth about balance, its pleasures. Wait a minute, she's talking on telephone now.
Every Sports Program Network. It's Matt.
Every Sport Program Network.
Every E for every?
Oh, come on, Matt.
Yeah, every. That's what he says.
What the hell does anybody from Kansas know?
Thanks, Matt. I'll see you later.
I better shut up. He taped that show for me. How have you recorded? I don't know how to do it. They taped that ball game for me last night. I'm going to go over to his house and watch
every
it. I just could not stay up for that stupid ball game. I haven't got the old racetrack out of me yet. I'm still waking up every morning at 4:30.
David Palmer. I went to law school with his wife. Joe Palmer's grandson, put on Facebook about an hour ago, he's still shaking.
That's why, I would have been real mad if they lost or wired if they won, and I never would have got any sleep.
Right.
So I didn't watch it. I turned it off. I was going to, and I said, nah, I won't do this. So I went, okay, well, let me get back on How to Beat the Races. Books are picking winners appear in the mail now and then. I never read them because the notion here is that the responsibilities of great wealth about balance its pleasures. And besides, money got that way will never do you any good. But people everywhere seem to enjoy bewildering themselves methodically. I think this was originally said about theology. But it will do for horse playing by system. Conscious indicates, too, that this department has been remiss about giving its constituents pointers on betting horses. So a few notes are here set down, not exactly constituting a system, but supplying materials on which a system may be built. As you will see, everyone cannot operate it exactly the same way. Shortly before the most recent war, not counting little wars, several of the Midwestern tracks began to offer handicapping prizes, usually $1,000 a day, to people who could pick seven straight winners. This was done because track managements like to make people happy, particularly stockholders in their racetracks. People who can pick seven straight races do not need $1,000 prizes, but that is neither here nor there. Well, at Arlington Park, if memory serves, a lady was paged over the public address system one afternoon, and when she appeared, was informed that the ballot she had turned in before the races had included the first seven winners, and that if she would sit down a moment, a $1,000 check would be forthcoming. Members of the expert racing press, most of them losers on the day, were present, and they discovered that not only had the lady made the proper selections, but she had, one, played each of them on the nose, two, had not played any other horses, and three, had coupled the first two in the daily double. She then glanced at her watch and asked if she had time to nip out and bet on the eighth race. The writer is not one of those who carp... No, here we go. She did... And her horse was, I turned two pages there. Let me get back to this. She then glanced at her watch and asked if she had time to nip out and bid on her eighth race. She did, and her horse won galloping. 8 for 8, the double, and $1,000 prize made the score for the day. She was then asked if she based her the selections on the daily racing form. She countered by asking what the daily racing form was. This avenue of inquiry was abandoned, and she was paid by a local publication to make selections for the following day. She picked 8 horses, none of which was in the money, and afterward dropped out of sight. This is the cornerstone. Myself, when young, did eagerly frequent the old Kentucky Association track, and in about 1921 slapped a meeting around as I have never been able to slap one around since. It was strictly illegal, but I was tall for my age, and the track needed the money. The method employed was to bet on horses carrying green and white silks, because those were the colors of the high school from which I was newly hatched. By happy coincidence, they were also the colors of E.R. Bradley, who was prepping a string there, and of George Collins, who had a barn full of horses, all named Thistle Fern or something similar, and all as hot as $2 pistols. The method broke down because the subject subsequently went to one college, and, after certain broad hints from the management, to another, and you cannot profitably play 3 horses in one race. The inference from this is that a man intending a career as a horse player should not pass high school, and, I suspect, few of them do. Now you know why. There are certain limitations to this. If you went to Michigan, you had better bet on football anyway, of course. The only horses you can bet on are those belonging to Larry McPhail, who's in the only owner I know whose silks are maize and blue. But the method isn't restricted to higher education. Graduates of Public School 53 will, of course, couple 5 and 3 in the double. Graduates of schools above 129 will have to scratch for themselves. Then there was a visitor at one of the smaller Midwestern tracks who got $106.20 on a horse named Arm Man. Since the animal had run 37 times previously and still didn't know what a winner's circle was, she was asked to explain the chain of reasoning which led her to her selection. She said she'd been reading about the horse in the papers, and she understood he was one of the best horses in the country. Hadn't he beaten a salt in a $100,000 race? Perfectly clear, said the questioner, beginning to cut out paper dolls. He, too, had rid of Armed. But for that matter, at her own Jamaica last Tuesday, a filly named Maid of Oz strolled in for the last race at $105.30. A friend of mine found a friend of his vociferously waving a winning ticket and asked what brand of tea leaves had brought about such a happy circumstance. Straight handicapping, said the ticket holder, indignantly. He won here last November 3, didn't he? You'll object that last Tuesday wasn't November 3, and that last November 3 wasn't election day. But you forgot that this is leap year, and you have to allow one day. It's on such slender margins as this that winning systems are based. That was Joe Palmer on how to pick a winner. All right, let me look around here now and see who's winning races from the Thoroughbred Center. And since last week's show, we've had 8. Oh, I've got a commercial to do too, haven't I? How much time I got? 5 minutes. Well, I can do it twice. Line of David is a Grade 1 stakes winner from the famed Stormcat line, and his female family has already given us the great sire, Mr. Prospect. It's a fantastic family. Line of David won 3 straight races in impressive style as a 3-year-old. The first 2 on the grass at Santa Anita, getting a mile in 1:34.2 in the second of these. His 3rd was on the dirt. Shipped across the country, he won the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby at the direct expense of Super Saver, winner in his very next start of the Kentucky Derby. That was enough to impress breeders. That and his superb confirmation and impeccable pedigree, he covered 148 mares his first 2 seasons of stud. Last year, Line of David's first crop sales yearlings were well received. For instance, his Fazy Tipped in July youngsters sold for an average of over $80,000. And that's more than 13 times the stud fee. Now, take note that Line of David is eligible for Spendthrift's Breed Secure program. If you don't profit, you don't pay. Now, how can you lose? Grade 1 winner Line of David stud fee is $6,000. Due in the full stands and nurses. Get in touch with Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and check the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. And if you give them a call over there, they're always happy to show you the stallions. They're nice people over at Spendthrift. All right, let me get back to the winners from the Thoroughbred Center. Since last week's show, Sherman Mitchell won one at the Mountain, and so did Laura Bielmer. Laura's won 2 or 3 races this month, I believe. Up here recently, I know she has. Juan, and I know I'm mispronouncing his name. Juan, it's Ruvalcaba. Ron Rubalcaba. Ron Rubalcaba? Cable?
I don't know.
Well, Juan wins races anyway, and he trains out here. Tommy Skinner won at Mountaineer that same night, as Juan did, as a matter of fact. I've known Tommy since we were both young and had hair. Jim Rankin, a good old boy from Bourbon County, won one. So did Howard Rusty Rice. His dad used to train horses to Dallas Rice, I believe was his name. Passed away a long time ago. Howard's a nice guy. Jimmy Cargan saddled, he didn't saddle. Somebody saddled it for him, but he trained Fabulous Miss B to win a feature race down in Mountaineer on the 25th. Jimmy is the reason that I had to retire from clocking. I couldn't understand a word he said, and he kept giving me the names of these horses, so I said, the hell with it, quit. So you can blame Jimmy. Let's see. And Ingrid, Mrs. Boak, B-O-A-K, Mrs. Boak, won one last night, won the 9th race up at Turfway Park. And I'd missed one earlier and met the lady today, Jane Bauer Curtis, who's from England, by the way. And I can tell by her accent.
She said she's from North Carolina.
Well,
I know,
not with that accent.
Right.
And then she admitted being from England. She earlier had tried to saddle one down at Mountaineer, a horse named First Defender, down at the Mountaineer. All right, well, I think they're playing our music, which means it's time for us to bail out. Jackie, you going to get this up on...
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible on our website. Which
Ursel Ellis, horsetails.com.
Thank you all for listening, and appreciate it. And
that was Steve Moody.
What Steve what? 1:35 at the fairgrounds. Tell Steve he must have stayed up and watched that ball game last night.
1-6-7.
Which one does that end?
All right. Well, we got to go. We're out of time. So talk to you later. Thanks for listening.